Welcome to the centennial episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. For 100 years, I've been doing this every week for 100 weeks, 100 years in the making. It's me against the music. You better lose yourself, to quote a famous movie. And I'm here with Keith and Hemda. Hello, welcome.
Oh, what an honor to be here for the 100th episode. Thank you for booking us.
Can you even believe it's been 100 years since our first time?
Honestly, you could tell me anything. I'd believe it's 1,000 years, it's 10 years, it's 10 minutes. I stopped knowing how to tell time. So a lot of five-year-olds have one up on me in a lot of ways right now.
Yeah, I don't want to act like I'm a caveman, but not seeing the sun really confuses things.
Yeah, time is a social construct. And I'm here to tell you it's been 100 years since you first met me. And I'm sure it's felt like longer. How you guys doing?
Oh, best time of my life. I can't even. Everything's
pandemic check-in.
I'm doing all right. A little, you know, I'm doing all right.
Starting to get over it, huh?
That's everybody's. I'm doing all right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know, however good I'm allowed to feel, that's how good as I get. And then I drop down to however low you can feel before you go too low. And then I come back up. So I think really good.
Right. I say I'm happy, but not like an asshole. You know, it's tough, but not enough where you have to worry about me. I'm just, you know.
Like, stop asking, please. Let's let's save the people having to listen to this conversation again. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Shut up, Bianca. Everything's fine. It's been 100 years. You should know better than to ask us stupid questions.
Well, it's interesting. Like before, how are you was just, what's up? And then you just talk about anything else. But now, what's up suddenly is like, wait, what is up? Oh, no, I shouldn't be listening to that voice in my head. Nothing's up. How about you?
Everything's fine. I'm trying not to think about the future or the past or the present.
Bianca says, how you doing? I'm like, what are you, a fucking psychiatrist?
How dare you? How dare you presume? Well, guys, I'm glad to be here anyway. It really breaks up the week to have, you know, you to talk to 100 times. And let's start with some of your favorite memories of me and of last week on Keith and the Girl. Go ahead.
Watching you grow is very exciting to us.
From a caterpillar into an even more beautiful caterpillar.
And I know one day.
It's pretty exciting. 100 episodes and the greatest memories is, you know, maybe I shouldn't be surprised, but it's just always how much I'm able to laugh at the things we already talked about, we already said, we already shared our opinions, and then once a week we get to laugh at ourselves through your eyes, and it's just been the greatest time of my life. So thank you for doing this. Congratulations.
You're so welcome.
Also, we are getting booked on a lot of shows thanks to these 100 episodes. So, you know, I'm booked on a podcast every week thanks to you, and I feel special.
Yeah, well, I think maybe someday I'll have a different guest. But for now, for the first 100, I thought, let's talk to Keith and Hemda about the show.
It would feel weird if you changed it up on number 100.
Yeah, it would feel, you would feel a little slighted, I think.
Yeah, it seemed deliberate.
Well, maybe one of these days, you know, if I can get my act together. Sure. Mm-hmm. But we do have to talk about last week's show. I mean, today is no different than any other day. It's clearly not Passover. It's just episode 100. And we have to talk about Keith and the Girls episodes from 3,264 to 3,266. Mm-hmm. Starting with Citizenship with Catherine Heller.
Yes. That the name part of it came from when I was in art class. And I was good at art, but my teacher didn't like my attitude. So she said, you have your art grade, that's an A, but now we all have a citizenship grade, and that's an F.
Yeah, I love that that's your teacher's way of going, how could I call a child a fuckface, but say it like I have authority over calling this guy a fuckface in terms of his permanent record so he could act like he gives a shit even though none of this matters. How can I do that? Keith Malley, here's your fuckface grade.
We'd start drawing and then she'd turn on the TV, but she'd turn the TV on old people doing exercises in their chair. And so she'd start doing exercises in her chair as we're doing our stuff. And then I started doing the exercises in my chair. And she knew, like, I don't know how, but that is NF.
Well, I think the episode title also had a double meaning because mm-hmm. you guys spent most of the time patting yourselves on the back for being better than everyone else about the rules of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if you had bruises all over your backs from patting yourselves on the back so much. Oh, yeah, well, I wear a mask and I don't do anything wrong because I'm citizenship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If my art teacher could see me now, these people walk in the middle of a sidewalk, just walk by the end of the sidewalk. Is that a power play or are people clueless 2 months ahead of 2 months into this thing, Bianca?
I don't know. I mean, some people are just, you know, death penalty. Assholes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Keith?
Fingers crossed. I wish.
Maybe
keep living this life. I'll see you at episode 200. You'll come around.
Maybe COVID is the universe's response to you historically calling for everyone to die who has mm-hmm. done anything even a little bit wrong.
Okay.
Wow. So if you've littered, it's coming for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody brings up the litter thing. It's so fucking funny. Yes. If you caught deliberately littering, you die. Why is this too much, Bianca?
I don't think it is. I don't think it's enough.
But I have to litter. You know, yeah. What if you have to? If you have to.
I think not only should they die, but they should be sent directly to hell.
Yeah. Okay, that's up to God. That's up to, I can only work what's going on Earth. I don't presume to assume.
Well, Catherine had COVID. She thinks, but she's recovering nicely. Seems like she's on the mend.
Yeah, but it also seems like the universe is like, nah, it's not mend time for you. You're just gonna, you know, stop trying to get out of this feeling of death and horror because we're riding this for a little longer. It just seems like things are pushing her a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I was sorry to hear about your friend, Keith, who passed away.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God.
You're so welcome.
I forgot that Keith yes, RIP, but he drops the bomb right as the show starts, and you don't even have time to process. Keith goes, my friend died, and I go, so we're recording this, right? Okay, I guess we react on air. And then afterwards, I go, hey, if you want to talk about this. And he goes, yeah, I just did.
We already did, Hamda.
Oh, boy, Keith has life on his terms. It is fantastic. Higher
well, Hamda
power,
says,
you don't need one.
Hamda was laughing at that I'm not, that I don't have feelings or don't know how to access them. But I know how. Immediately I talk about it. And then I talk about it, and then it's covered, and then I'm good. And then Hamda goes, do you want to talk about it? I'm like, I'm sorry. Who wasn't around for the feelings at the time? Those were real. Those are my feelings. It is surreal. It's weird that this guy didn't tell me. I don't know if he thought he'd be putting me out. I can only guess.
Oh, hold on. Keep his feelings list. Oh, we missed
it. I'm done now. But I'm done. That's it. The end. It's like a partner saying, well, why don't you tell me your thoughts? I just did. Apparently, you're the one wasting your time because we're supposed to be here for 2 hours. Listen to me when I talk once and you say what you mean when you talk once. We could go back to dinner in 5 fucking minutes. I'm the best. God, if I could only date me.
Gosh,
what a
yeah.
treat. What a treat for everybody.
Normally, people have feelings last longer than the length of a conversation. That's all. But okay, we're just not as fast as you. We're just not as fast as you.
I process as it's going.
Yep. Sure.
We all believe you.
Yeah, you're just people are just throwing out fucking word salad. And then like I'll pick up that mess later. Maybe tonight when I'm by myself, I'll cry and get a broom. Not me. It's all in the moment.
Very good, Keith. Very good. I noticed in the episode description you wrote Bianca's Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Kazakhstan woman leaves quarantine to fall off cliff. Now that feels like I feel like you're trolling me a little bit with that.
No. So first of all, it's a different Bianca. No, I thought, this, I can't help but think, okay, this is the one that she's going to say, do we really need this fucking story? Especially at the end, Keith, as opposed to the beginning or middle would have been okay. So I'm like, I think this is the one that's going to, Bianca's going to be like, what the fuck? So I knew to call it Bianca's Corner.
No, it's called Keith's Bummer News Corner.
Well, tomato, tomato.
It's not my corner. It's your corner.
It's more for you, though. Everything I do is for the audience. So if it's for me or you, it's for you.
Okay.
Look, right. There's more Keith Malley math. Isn't that fun?
Oh, did you catch that?
Do you have the E equals MC squared of Keith?
I mean, at least she died doing what she loved.
Herself.
Posing on a cliff.
I bet you got a lot of likes for that photo.
Ugh, gosh. It's embarrassing. But can you be embarrassed when you're dead? I don't know. We'll find out.
For this one, you should. I normally don't believe in being embarrassed. But for this one, where Keith is reading and she climbed the safety fence. As soon as you say climb the safety fence in someone's eulogy, I'm going for the pizza. Like, is there a good spread at the funeral? Because what's happening?
She's like, I could. I'm a tour guide. I could do this. Okay. Oh, fuck me. You're shitting me.
She lives life outside the bun. you know, barriers don't hold her in. She can't be fenced in.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to be a rebel to your death, but you know, you leave a legacy for the things that you wanted. So power to the people.
We talked in that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say Catherine talked about doing phone sex with her COVID quarantine phone sex partners.
But
I think that's because she's a good improviser. Because can I chime in here? And maybe this is me not being the best at whatever it is, or prudy
Pem
or something.
Pem does not the best at it, Corner. Go ahead.
The sexting and the phone sex requires so much to develop a story that it's so much pressure on me. I've never really wanted to do it. I was never really good at it. But I feel like because she's a good improviser, like she does long form, short form, I feel like she can do this and be good at it. But how do you guys feel about it? Because I want to be good at it because it sounds really sexy. But I don't know, talking in bed, that's even in bed, it's hard. And you're doing the things. All I have to do is say the thing that we're doing feels good, but I'm a little shy about that stuff.
I think that for you, Hemda, you're kind of obsessed with truth and veracity. So you're like, if somebody asks you, what are you wearing? And you like feel the need to like go and change into something sexy so that you can honest about what you're wearing.
Bianca, I've never felt so seen. Yeah. I swear to God, as soon as you started talking, I'm like, yes, because people are like, oh yeah, now we're hanging from the chandeliers and you know, I'm the best and whatever. And I'm just like, well, do I have to replay this in real life? Like what do I have to promise you? Are these promises?
Yeah, they're like, what are you doing right now? And instead of saying like, I'm eating chips, you can't be honest with them. You have to lie. And that's why you can't do it. Right, Keith?
That's right. It's silly.
You'd be like, I'm fiddling with my poon, I think. If you don't like
mind that, right?
If that's, I mean, if, you know, do I have your permission? Enthusiastic consent.
Well, I'm the
May
one who sent
it. I unbuckle your belt. Oh, you're not wearing a belt? Okay, sorry. I'll grab the waistband of your sweat shorts. If that's what you're wearing, because I would not presume that you would be wearing a belt. And if you don't own a belt, I'm really sorry. A lot of people who I've known in the past have worn belts, but right. I shouldn't make assumptions about my partner.
The guy's trying to jack off and it ends with like, just send me your address. I'll send you a belt.
Yeah, it takes a lot of creative freedom to be looking down at yourself in, you know, a disgusting pile of rags and be like, I'm wearing lingerie, I guess.
Keith, are you comfortable doing this?
Yes.
Yeah. How far into outside of the truth do you get?
I even go beyond I make it very realistic. I could lie about what I'm wearing, but sometimes I make myself have erectile dysfunction just to keep it real. And then tomorrow we'll really pound it out nice.
Nice.
And the girl's like, I believe this guy.
That's good. Mm. That's smart play.
Thank you. It's all about honesty. You know, we're talking about during that episode, partners trick questions. And, yes. You know, my darling, she will say, what do you want to eat? I'll say chicken. She'll go, chicken. I go, no. What you want, actually. And so we put the poll up. Do you mean it when you ask your partner what they want for dinner? Yes, no, or sometimes. Only one person in our audience, one, said no. I don't mean it when I ask my partner what they want for dinner. So I think many, many people are very confused about what they do out there because I do not believe that for a second.
I totally get that. And you did make me think about it because, you know, we talked about how Xerxes had a hard time with me. I sometimes think I am saying everything and I'm not. Like, he tried to get a recipe of chicken cutlets and I'm like, and I just go, yeah, just do it the chicken cutlet way. And he's like, but how do you like it? I'm like, I like it good. This is not a conversation, right? But we were talking in chat, all of us, and the thing that I came up with is, yes, I'll ask you what you want for dinner. And you'll say, let's say chicken. And I'll be like, oh, I definitely don't want that. First of all, I'm asking you so that I don't have to think again about food. So maybe you can take it off me, right? Then you suggest something. And then I go, oh, turns out you're going to tell me what I don't like because that sounds terrible. Now, because you said that, I realized what I want. So I'm going to ask for that. Like, no, actually, now that you mentioned chicken, I'm in the mood for pasta with meat sauce. Does that make sense?
Of course it does. I won't even pick movies anymore for our virtual movie dates. I go, no, you pick. No, I sent you 600. I send 30 fucking suggestions because I have to figure out that her phone isn't broken, that she did indeed see it, and that she's just ignoring it. So I figured that out, and then I let her pick after all.
You should just start making up titles of movies that are fake and fake foods. Like, what do you want to eat? Sherbin Lakin. She's like, I don't think so. You're like, okay, what do you want? What do you want to watch? The Emperor's New Salami. Oh, I don't know about that. What is that? It's on Hulu. No, let's watch Scrubs. I don't know. Whatever she wants.
Right. Right.
So, is it working out for you, Keith, with your new method?
Oh, it just started, so I'll keep you posted. But these people that think that they're stuck always making the decisions all the time, I think they're really confused. Let the other person make a decision. Then you realize you don't have to make all the decisions. But you don't do that, and A, you raise a baby in different situations, and B, you're not doing yourself a service.
I hear what you're saying. I think I have some of that disease that I've mentioned before. I noticed that if we're cooking, we usually cook together, but I'll...
Oh, you do? You do it together?
All right.
That sounds nice. Okay. Okay. Go on. Okay. So you're there together doing it. Great. Okay.
And so I start with the, let's say it's breakfast. I start with the pan for this and a pan for that. And then I go, I'm pretty much like, how come you're not helping me? But I don't say that. I go, so what are you doing right now? He's like, well, what I realized is he's not helping me because it would seem like, because I so get on top of it, that he's like, if I come in there, it'll seem like I'm helping you because you're not doing it right. You're not like, I'm not even giving him an opening to be like, I'll take this pan. I'm just like, I got it. Okay, so you got it? Yeah, but why aren't you helping me? That behavior stopped. I caught it.
Okay. You know, it'd be like Kyle will say, all right, so should we go to bed now? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, really? You don't want to talk to me? And I go, no, we're done now. And we got to learn a way around this. Have a great night. You are loved. No, what is this fucking, what is this? You brought it up. It is a trick. You brought up going to bed. I didn't even bring it up. Now, because I assume that means you do want to, because we don't say things we don't want. It'd be like, I go, are you into going bowling this weekend? She doesn't go, are you? No, I just threw it. Of course. So if you say, is it bedtime yet? If that means any, and my job is to anticipate your needs, then yes, we'll go to it. Really? So you hate, what the fuck, planet? So we're working on that right now.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I know. It is. It really is.
It's been so long in my life since I've had to negotiate any of this. It sounds like alien like behavior. Right. But it sounds really good.
And Bianca hears all this and she misses it. It's like when I was in school and I didn't know how to talk to women, so I didn't get any dates. But all I would see in couples is them fighting, and I'm like, I'd still take that. That's what Bianca's going through right now. Like,
I would love it would be to nice tell to... someone I don't want to go to bed.
After whatever. I told him I do.
Do you want to go to bed? Yes. No. I mean, yes. I mean, chicken? I mean, macaroni. Am I doing couples right?
And that's Bianca by herself in front of a mirror. Yeah. She's like, all right, now what are you wearing? No, you're not. I see me.
All right. On that cheerful note.
Yes. Sorry.
Let's move on.
Please.
Episode 3265, All Things Must Pass with Mike Kaplan. He's on a media blitz promoting his new album, AKA, which was written up in the New York Times. Heard of it? So I think, you know, he's kind of a big deal. He's got something to say. He recorded it and now you can buy it. So that's what he's all about.
And that's a hell of a blurb.
I really know how to spin things. I think that's what we're learning. So I really know how to pump things up and make them as appealing as possible to the listening audience.
It's your PR side. It's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. Great episode with Mike.
I think this distance is the most Mike and Keith have ever gotten along. It was almost weird. Close,
right? It did feel a little warm between them in a way. Sorry. That was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I got off that, we finished recording and I was like, what felt different about that? I'm like, oh, nobody oddly fought about things that they kind of agree with. And then they were like doing puns back and forth with each other. And I'm like, what's this? Because as I mentioned, it came to me recently that this is really Keith living his best life. This is his dream come true. He doesn't have to go anywhere. He doesn't have to be anywhere, and he doesn't have to see anyone unless he has an appointment with them on Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And maybe that's the same thing for Mike. I don't know. Mm. But he seems to be more into like love and togetherness than Keith. I don't know. The similarity, like the Venn diagram of Keith and Mike is very interesting. Somebody should draw that. Where do they meet? Because I feel like the center area would actually be bigger than you might think.
We both.
I feel like, you know how most of them, you know, they get together at the center. Somehow both of their circles are on the opposite side of the corner getting together. It's very strange.
Well, we both need our energy. I eat. He plugs in. He probably likes this. There's plugs everywhere, you know, just in case. Like out on the road, you never know. Like, is this robot friendly, this restaurant, you know?
He's a feelings robot. Yeah. And you're also a feelings robot, but in the opposite way? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Because you're both feelings robots. But you're like the evil twin versions of each other. I don't know. I see. You spent a long time not spoiling TV shows on this episode. So thanks, Hemda. Money Heist. Ooh, banks. Romance. What's going to happen? I don't know.
Okay, I don't want to spoil it, but there's a woman in it. Okay, and I don't know how much I can say. I can't say too much, but the woman starts infidelity, basically. I don't want to say too much. What? And she's with the guy. I don't want to say too much. It's a day and a time in this heist.
And then a certain amount of hours goes by.
I don't want to spoil
it. Stuff has happened, but I don't want to say too much.
I don't want to say too much, and I'm sorry if I did, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to. They're in a building at one point. Okay, I don't want to say too much. I'm like, Westworld sucks. Yeah, Money Heist. I don't want to say this, but it's like, do the heist already. I don't want to say. They did the heist, didn't do it.
And okay. She's already had two boyfriends.
Yeah.
Forget I said that. What?
Right. And you know all those things probably have nothing to do with the TV show, really. It'd be like, if you're the teacher and you gave me a certain test that you could tell if I use Cliff Notes or not. It'd be those questions. That's yeah, what she's saying. That has nothing to do with that show, I bet.
It's fine, Hemda. I mean,
I'm still watching it, and I swear, the whole time, I don't know how Xerxes could fucking tolerate watching this shit with me. Literally after every like third sentence somebody says, I go, well, that's bullshit. Well, and I'm like, oh, is that what they're doing now? I'm like, oh, you don't know there's a microphone in there? Oh, they do know there's a microphone in there. Okay, my bad. But this is crazy. Is it not crazy? Are we? And then I'm like, why are we still watching this? And he goes, we're watching it. I'm like, can you tolerate this?
Because like, he knows you're going to watch it, right?
That's what you got to do.
So you mentioned once he was on his phone scrolling through news anyway, because it's like, it's your fucking day. We're watching it. Enjoy. We're not having chicken. Okay.
He's like, you know, you're gonna watch it, so just fucking watch it.
Yeah, you watch it. You have to watch it. I'm gonna make some splush in Google.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you're watching it and talking to the television. Yeah. He's talking to himself. It turns out he's narrating his inner monologue.
Uh-huh.
And then when you...
One time I knew he was going to have a straight because I hear him going, 7, 8, 9. Okay, I'm ready.
That's counting. That's just counting and saying it. That's so funny. Xerxes?
I am so going to win.
Yeah,
hello? Where'd everybody go?
And then he wins. That's what's so annoying. Oh, and he lies to me while we play poker. He'll bet all in. He goes, I didn't mean to do that. He totally meant to do that. Oh, my God. I'm like, oh, my God, you're lying to me. And he goes, I'm going to lie to you. This is poker. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, no, not that kind of okay.
Right. So there is a situation you would lie to me. Okay. Okay. So we found one. One situation is a game. Okay, very good. You'll lie to me then. Okay, but don't ever say in bed that I'm your best friend and we would never lie to each other. Because you would, and you did. And I'm glad you won.
I'm starting to think that the reason why silent trailers is the way it is because Hemda doesn't want to spoil anything.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I don't say the obvious thing because I'm like, this will spoil it. But what I don't realize is all I'm saying is there's a person. Because if I say like, oh, there's a female in an elf costume or whatever, I'm like, that's too obvious.
Right. And then I end up like guessing what the trailer is. I'm like, is there a bike? there is a bike. Are there a lot of bikes? Yes. Are there kids on the bike? Yes. Are they? Is the bike flying to the moon? Yes. Okay. Got it.
Ay, ay, ay. What was the poll for this one, Keith?
Regardless of wealth or prestige or art, is naming a newborn X space AE combined space A-12 abusive? Getting to the bottom of Elon Musk and Grimes' new child, which, of course, is pronounced Z-A-12.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah. Yep.
Z-A-12?
X-A-A-12.
You have to do that kind of guttural thing when you say it.
Well, otherwise, why would you have so many A's?
Right. It just obviously stands out.
It just depends on how it's pronounced. Like, if they were like, oh, this is his name, but it's pronounced Fred, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's fine.
So we asked if it was child abuse. I, of course, think it is. One person said, no, it's not child abuse. Now, if this isn't Grimes herself, then please. I'm telling you, there should be a rule, friendly rule, a rule on the forums that after a certain amount of time, you see you're the only one to vote that way. Please explain. Everybody's against you. Just explain why. Maybe you'll open some minds. You won't.
You could tell that was Keith's question. You could tell what his answer was. And some of you longer time listeners could tell that it was obviously Lover Day when he posted that and didn't run it by me because he's like, oh, I don't want to bother her. I'll just put this poll up. She'll agree.
But how does one person say, no, it's not child abuse?
I don't know, Keith. I think you're...
I don't either!
I think that you kind of rigged that science experiment. I know you think that you're impartial with your beakers and your numbers and stuff, but I think that one was kind of tilted to go your way.
Right, but we still did the science anyway and find out that there is somebody out there that I am so curious about now, you know?
Show it's like, yourself.
Yeah, when I test wires or something, I go, I already know this wire is broken. Let me test it. What? It works? So I know the answer, but you still test it anyway, and maybe you learn something. And I want to know about this person who is ruining my life and making sleeping hard.
So what do you think that they should name their baby if they were to call you and they were like, all right, Keith, you're right. Point taken. What should we name the baby?
Honestly, Space Cunt.
Perfect. Okay. It's settled. It's now pronounced Space Cunt. And moving on, we have episode 3266, The Princess Bride with John F. O'Donnell, a.k.a. J-Fod, a.k.a. Hindu... prominent Hindu woman birthday party attendee. Keith, you were baiting him with, what? You know. J-Fod, tell us another fun story about how you're so crazy. La, la, la. And he's like, patiently, I will tell you that I've dealt with certain things in my life. And right now I'm dealing with certain other things. And maybe
who are you now?
As interesting to you, but I
J-Fod, who are you?
I'm Panama Papers. You know. You got him. Fucking nailed him, Keith.
Just
gotta
wind them up and let him go. I'm Ja. I'm James Bond. Love it. What happened to you when you were 19? Oh, I crashed a Hindu wedding.
Also, I think that he's on to him and Alyssa Limperis recently, and even Catherine Heller. They're on to you with your bummer news corner, because there was a point in the episode where he was like, thanks for bringing that up, Keith. And I was like, yeah, J-Fod, that's my guy right there. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And when you got a partner in J-Fod, you got a partner in like 8-9 people. So.
But that's Keith's favorite. He's like, I'm making them think. Why did I bring it up? Why did you ask me why I brought it up? Are we not allowed to talk about whatever? Is this not a safe space? Why can you bring up your shit? I'm going to bring up my shit. This is happening in the world, and if we don't tell the truth, who's going to?
Well, what kind of parenting is it to give your book a your kid a conspiracy book? What the fuck is that?
I think parenting that has been over for at least a decade.
Yeah. It's just giving a book to an adult.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. If you say so. Because of COVID-19 was the poll, did you move back in with a parent or they with you? One person. Only one. Said yes. So J-Fod answered on this poll, and nobody else is stuck with the parent. Did they not call it living with? Did they call it shacking up, and I said the wrong word? No one out there is with their parent?
I think maybe because, you know, in New York, you go home to your parents, but in other places, you have the space to live. You know, like, in because we're cramped, because we have roommates, or we're by ourselves, then we can go to the space with the acre and the love.
I get you. But, you know, you're knowing, like, let's say you have a parent who's too old where you drop by sometimes. Well, now you know, hey, it looks, assuming we have this kind of relationship, I'll move in with them. They'll move in with me. But only one person is doing that.
No, most people are not visiting their elderly parents.
I see that.
Well, because that's what they were told not to do. There are no visitors, and you can't travel to go see that person if they live on their own.
Well, I mean, in the beginning, when it looks like it's going to be a big deal, when J-Fod decided that he's going to live in Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you go to your parents' house?
No, of course not. And the poll makes me feel good, too. Like, you know, no, they're going to die on their own, and apparently nobody else in this world cares either. So that's fine. We won't make it a big deal when it happens. But I am very curious about this one person story. It's got to be fucking amazing.
It's probably the same person who thought that the name was good and fine. Show yourself.
Who is this person? Right.
Lanphier? Just kidding. Just kidding, Lanphier.
JK. That episode was so much new VIP content revealed. Oh, Marona Mia, you got your content coming out your eyeballs. Hachi Machi. It's like seeing Marilyn Monroe on the big screen. Auga, you know? We've got two new VIP shows for your enjoyment. I mean, what a gift. What a mitzvah.
The Q&A thing is cool. People are sending questions to newsychewquestions@keithandthegirl.com. And he also has known us for long enough where he can get some questions, you know, pull them for the history, people who are confused about anything. And it's fun. It's super fun to talk to him. And Keith's brother? Are you kidding me? Another Mally face?
Are you fucking kidding me? Daddy issues, baby. Call it what it is. The guy's got daddy issues. And now he's capitalizing on it even more. It's the new hit VIP show, Daddy Issues. I'm very excited to listen. I haven't yet, but I mean, I feel like you've been doing this for so long. Have you ever before had your siblings on or had any kind of idea to do any kind of project with any one of them?
This is with Ken. We had Mark on before, an older show with Spooky, but those have been the only ones. I don't think my oldest brother would care to. My sister is more private, definitely wouldn't. So Mark's into it, and Ken, of course, doing this thing now.
Okay.
But Ken is a new development. Wasn't he pretty private also?
Yeah, he wasn't sure at first, and I knew he'd love it as soon as we did it, and we did it, and he loved it immediately. In fact, I'm doing another one right this second. I mean, right after this. It's a little confusing.
Wow. I'm a little offended, but okay. Go ahead. What do you want to say, Ken?
Are you nervous that, like, okay, so we've had 15 years of your dad, and we've had a lot of his material. Is it bringing up new stuff, or are you processing it different because of Ken?
I'm not really processing different. We know he's a joke now. Like, I didn't come out, like, that show, Daddy Issues, the first episode that we put out, I didn't finish the show and go, oh, I see something at a new angle, or it's fun. Now it's just fun, and it's funny, and that was fun to do. But maybe he is, because he's making peace with the fact that all stories don't have to come from an ounce of truth. They could just be complete lies. He's coming to that realization. He's 8 years younger than me. So that's fun. So it's old and like just new stuff. If he gets, you know, a new letter or something like that. I called my mom for Mother's Day. I assume on today's show, we're going to guess what it was like behind the scenes, because he was probably in the room because he just made her a sandwich. And then old stories people seem to like here, and, you know, Ken say his point of view, even though it's the same. So, yeah, old and new.
Very exciting.
I don't know. I think from his point of view is a different point of view, because like you said, it's 8 years younger, and it's also like without 15 years of podcast processing. So mm-hmm. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, everybody on the forums is absolutely thrilled, and you just keep, bam, hitting them with content. Do you want a Bianca dad corner?
Yeah,
here it is. Where you talk to your dad, or you talk about your dad?
Where I'm trying to tell you something about my dad. He knew that I did like Keith and the Girl last week on Keith and the Girl, but he didn't really understand the extent of it. And he recently started doing a little bit of Googling, and he's listened to all the episodes that I'm on, and he's obsessed, and he thinks I'm like a celebrity, and he's nice. So excited. And he's Yay. Like sending the links to everyone. He's never been prouder of me. He's like, these people, they have a huge audience. I'm like, yeah, I know. They're like, they really like you. I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's like, why didn't you tell me that you did this? I'm like, I did?
Right. Why didn't you tell me that somebody likes you?
Yeah, I know. It's been so like strange on the phone to have him be like, you are famous. And I'm like, right. No, I'm not.
What amazes you more, honey, that you have a talent for this or that they like you?
He's like, can you believe it? You do this show.
What's that like? Because when somebody says I'm going to listen to your show, I always want to know what episode they're listening to, so that I know what they're hearing. It's so weird. Like, or I've sent people like, this is my song, you know, for this project or whatever, and I sang on top of it, and then I'll listen to my song like, how are they hearing this? How would you hear it if it's the first time you heard it?
I know.
Am I good? Did you go through anything while you knew
of
he was?
Of course. Of course.
What is that?
I was like, okay, so he likes it. So I probably, you know, I can be comfortable with, because I think he's just excited that it's like a new way to get to know me through like this third party thing. Because, you know, he and I pretty much have only had a relationship that's one-on-one. And, you know, I'm not super close with any of his brothers or sisters or anything. So it's kind of just been him and me in a vacuum. So I think it's cool for him to hear me talk to some other people to see how I'm like, what I'm like in that kind of a situation. And he also is just like, he's also a showman and he loves to perform. So I think he's just proud from like a performance standpoint that you know, I'm finding some kind of success doing it. So it's been kind of a nice way to connect, but I'm also just a little taken aback by like all the attention. I'm like, Dad, I'm not used to this. Like, because there was, you know, he's had some issues in his life where maybe he's been a little bit distracted by what's going on with him and hasn't really had a lot of time or bandwidth for what's going on with me. And now he's just like so into being my dad.
Oh, wow.
For the first time.
That's funny.
It's like, and he said something about like, you know, he has to parent me recently. I was like, I'm so old. Like, I'm a full adult, but sure, we'll do it now, I guess, for better late than never. So, you know, dads give you a lot of content, Keith. I say keep going. Go forth. Hemda, looking forward to your forthcoming podcast about your dad called with Hemda.
Well, that's the honest truth. So yeah, I guess we're going to have to call it that.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be funny? When the roast comes out that Bianca was great on, but obviously everybody, you know, attacks each other, he'll be confused enough to go on a killing spree. It makes me think of this story I read where it was high school gym. This 12-year-old is wrestling somebody else, and the dad comes, and it's like an event, you know, an event. And the dad comes in and sees that his kid is, you know, being taken in wrestling, runs over, fights the other kid. Like, was it like, hey, pick up your boy today? And nobody told him for what? He's like, everybody's watching them wrestle. Get off my kid.
Well,
that's what's going to happen with this roast.
He's been asking about the roast since it happened. He's been like really chomping at the bit for the video of that, because he wants to send it to everyone he's ever met. So I think, you know, it's a weird time for dads, Keith.
It really is.
It's coming. So, you know, and VIPers are going to get it for free. So maybe he should get a membership.
I don't know about that. I'm trying to keep him away from the real VIP stuff, you know.
It's exclusive, Bianca.
Yeah. It's like, this is my private space, Dad. This is my diary. Don't read my diary, Dad. You know? I don't know. But anyway, that was all the shows. J-Fod, Mike, and Catherine. Sis Boom Ba, great week.
Thank you. We did the poll for J-Fod's?
Yeah.
Of course we did. The poll was, did you move in with a parent, right, or vice versa?
Okay.
There's one person out there with a story to tell.
Show yourself, you monster. All right, guys. Any other questions for me? Episode 100?
Well, how are you feeling? Episode 100 is now in the books.
I feel good. I feel... you know, not too good that I'm being an asshole, but
okay,
you know,
good.
Not so bad that you have to worry.
Okay, nice.
So, appropriate levels of feeling. But I think, you know, this is an interesting point in history and in all of our lives. And to mark it with the centennial episode of last week on Keith and the Girl is, I think, appropriate, because I'll always be here to tell you what happened, audience. Okay.
I think, audience, people who are listening are obvious huge fans of yours, because here we are.
My dad, you know? Included.
Yeah. So what do you do when you're a fan, especially now? You come out. Can we come out? Yes, we can. I'll tell you the ways. We're on Instagram. Bianca is. You can congratulate her there. She has her own podcast. You can subscribe and give 5 stars there. You can share the show. You can say hello any which way online. Now, I'll tell you what, if you can't find her and can't find us online, there are not enough plugs that I can say here. We're at Keith and the Girl. We're at, like, where do you think we are? So I'm just saying, for every like that you hit, for every 5 stars that you hit that has to do this, for every time you support a guest on the show, for every time you say hello to Bianca, we hear that. We feel it. It's in us. It makes us keep going. And it wakes us up in the morning with a smile. So
Absolutely. Come
out. Come out. It's our 100th episode. Come out and say that you're out. Now, I'm recording inside of a closet, but as soon as I'm out, I will Twitter about this.
I like when Henda gets mad at fake people.
Yes.
And, you know, you can come out if you want to.
My podcast is called Whitey Puzzleman's Crossword Hour, in case you forgot, and it's very fun. So do listen to that. And we have to end with a song. Did you ever know that you're my heroes, listeners? You're everything I would like to be, cause I love to listen to myself now. And I could fly higher than an eagle, which is a kind of bird, cause you are the wind beneath my wings. Episode 100! KateTheGirl.com.